Jesus has been raised by God. Raised by God indeed. I know that's a different take on the Jesus is risen piece, but the revelation I was having during Lent is that God raises dead things to life. And that's what we've been preaching and teaching over the past several weeks, is this God of ours in the season of Lent, when we bring God the dead things, the dead hopes, the dead dreams, the dead ends, that we are praying that God would breathe new life into these things. And so not just is Jesus risen, but God has raised Jesus to life. That's good news for us. It's Resurrection Reboot Sunday is what I'm calling it. It's New Creation Sunday. It's that Sunday where, from the story that we've just heard, we hear of this on your mark, get set, go storyline. No resurrection, none of this happens, right? That's what I was saying to some people this morning. No resurrection, no bacon by the youth group at First Baptist Church, everybody. No resurrection, no new life. No new project of God, no new story of the people of God. Resurrection reboot is what we need. I even thought for the kids that I'd, on your marks, get set, go! For the kids again, on your mark, get set, go! Resurrection reboot! We've been doing this for 2,000 years, right? I don't know if Peter had a horn, but for 2,000 years, we've sang, yes, God has raised Jesus to new life. And therefore, the good news, the hope for us is that God would breathe upon us, breathe upon the dead places of our hearts or our Christian journeys or our life stories, and breathe new life into them. God raised Jesus, and his promise for us is that he will raise us up. And even in baptism this morning, we see that. We see dead to sin, but alive in Christ in the new creation. So let's go back to today's story for a few minutes and be on this roller coaster ride with these first resurrection proclaimers. We're on the road with Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James. After their Sabbath rest and what must have been a totally tossy-turvy, I didn't get much sleep night, at the break of dawn, they go out. They go to do a body anointing for Jesus' corpse. But instead of finding a lifeless body, they find a lifeless tomb. The 4-foot diameter stone, 400 pounds, rolled away. No signs of life to be found except for the linen wrappings. Oh, it's just as he said it would be, the women proclaim. No. No body. Two men in dazzling clothes standing beside them. What's their response? Ah! Hit the dirt! The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. The angel of the Lord speaks, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Can you imagine what this meant for these first disciples? Remember? Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man will be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Then the women remembered his words. And returning, I would imagine running from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. And the men disciples responded, oh, thank you, faithful women. Of course that's what you saw. No, but these words seemed to them nonsense. The Greek word is leros, which means balderdash. That's a steaming pile of leros, women, said Nathaniel. But Peter got up, ran, stoops, looks in, saw the linen cloths, and he went home amazed and perhaps shaking in his boots at what happened. Luke's version of the Easter story is a cliffhanger, and that could be good news for us because we walk the church calendar here at First Baptist. It's a 50-day season of Easter ahead of us. And so we get to keep on mulling this over, perhaps alongside of the amazed Peter. It might be perplexing, but it makes for intrigue and adventure in the days ahead because Jesus is on the loose. He waits to be found. I'm going to move to the floor here. I don't know if any of the children remember this person. Anyone recognize that guy? Waldo! Jeremy, our youth minister, who's more in touch with culture, reminded me that Waldo started in 1987. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great for the kids. He's like, 1987. Waldo started in 1987. So, yes, I'm embarrassed. But still, where's Waldo? He still has a website. I did check on that 40 years later. Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo? But for us, it's where's Jesus? For 50 days, we get to try to live in this part of the story of where's Jesus? Because we don't get the Jesus shows up at the tomb story in Luke's gospel. In this version, Jesus is gone. So where is Jesus? So as we live into and out of the story in this 50-day season of Easter, let's run. Let's run with the apostles, doubting, maybe marveling, amazed at what has happened, but also intrigued by what may lie ahead in the future. So where do we start with the where's Jesus piece? When the disciples, when the women are asking the angel, where do we start? What does the angel say? Remember. Remember what he told you when he was in Galilee. So I thought just for a couple minutes, why don't we try to remember what we've been hearing in the gospel stories? Maybe you remember if you're part of our journey here, we've been preaching the gospel of Luke since Christmas. And so remember all the things that we've learned about Jesus since that first proclamation of the angel saying, favored one, you will be blessed with a child. So remember. Can we shout out a couple of things that we might remember about Jesus that might be good to carry with us as we try to find Jesus in these 50 days? Consistent measure and story of hope. Abiding hope, no matter how hard it gets, abiding hope. That's a great part of the Jesus story to remember. One or two more. We're just trying to get the juices flowing as you get into this 50-day season. Remember the stories, remember the stories. I think about that angel saying to Mary, favored one, favored one. And I think about us being favored ones, but also not just to give ourselves a nice big hug, but we're favored because we're blessed and we're chosen and we're named and we're sent to share this good news story with those around us on a day-to-day basis. I get paid to read my Bible. I want to hear Jesus' stories from you. Forgiveness. Yes. Jesus forgiving. There's story after story of the Pharisees saying, aren't you going to do something? And Jesus showing forgiveness and mercy. Great. Everything happened just as he said it would. Jesus' promises are yes and amen. We read that in the apostles later. That's a great word.
So I'm just, like I said, trying to get the juices going. We are on a 50-day journey with these early disciples. And Jesus has not come back in this part of the story yet. And so they're running to find, where is Jesus? Jesus is on the loose. And that's the good news for us, that Jesus is with us. Jesus goes ahead of us. But Jesus is also the Spirit and Holy Breath behind us, pushing us into the world day after day, week after week. I'm going to close with a Lenten quote that I came across during this season. Ronald Rollhauser, who's a Franciscan priest, wrote in his book called The Passion and the Cross. He names resurrection as an opportunity to leave behind a string of empty tombs. What a great phrase. Leaving behind a string of empty tombs. And his Easter challenge is this, and maybe this could be part of our Easter challenge. To resurrect daily is to leave behind us a string of empty tombs. To let our crucified hopes and dreams be resurrected, so that like Christ, our lives will radiate the truth. That in the end, everything is good. Reality can be trusted. Love does triumph over apathy and hatred. Togetherness triumphs over loneliness. Peace triumphs over chaos. And forgiveness triumphs over bitterness. First Baptist Church, friends, family, community of faith, for 50 days, let us keep on trying to move from where's Jesus to there's Jesus. Pointing out those places where Jesus' promises are coming true or where his way is being echoed and modeled in our midst. The way of peace, the way of forgiveness, the way of reconciliation, the way of love. That we might proclaim from the mountaintops, yes, love wins. Yes, peace reigns. Yes, forgiveness will come. And we do this in the name of our life-raising God, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.